From in the beginning to the musical apocalypse, this is The Bible Says What. I'm your host, Mike Wiseman. According to Christian mythology, our words have supernatural powers. They can scare away Satan's minions, Luke 9:1, command the mountains to throw themselves into the sea, Matthew 21:22, and even save you from eternal damnation, Romans 10:9. The words we use do have power, but not supernatural power. You're not going to be scaring off any invisible henchmen or mountains anytime soon. In reality, we give our words meaning and purpose. Lately, I'm hearing words thrown around more often that have been used in the past to dehumanize and find justifications for inhumane actions. Words like traitor and enemy. These words strip away our humanity and have been used as an excuse to do the most horrendous things to each other. In the name of the cause, for what they believe to be wrong and in need of correction by any means necessary. This is the power of our words. Let's start the show.
Is there anything in the Bible that you yourself have an issue with? Okay, so it took you reading the Bible to realize that those things were bad for you?
Yeah, it actually did.
Couldn't you figure this out on your own?
No, Ted Bundy could be redeemed. God doesn't kill children.
What do you think the Passover was? Yahweh sets up a whole system in the Old Testament where you slaughter animals just so he's able to forgive you.
Today's special guest is podcaster, kingdom ambassador, mom, and entrepreneur, Tyshondra Davis. Welcome to the show, Tyshondra.
Hi, thank you for having me.
Thanks for coming on. Thanks for taking the time. So you have a podcast. It's called Who God Says Podcast. Tell us a little bit about that.
Well, when I started, oh my God, I'm crying already. When I started the podcast, it was something that was absolutely foreign to me. Mm. I didn't know much about podcasting. I didn't know why I would even be starting podcasting. I absolutely did not want to be in front of the camera or on a mic because that whole thing is just, oh my God. Well, give me one second.
Oh. You get. No, it's same. I felt the same. It took me for a long time to come to YouTube and actually put the face out there. Yeah, it took me a while. So you're brave. You did it right off the bat. You're like, nope.
I was on my couch watching podcasts for like 3 days straight. I had never watched a podcast before. Never. I've always heard of podcasts, but I just never were interested in them or anything like that. Mm. And I was up for 3 days straight, no sleep. I watched many different podcasts. I had a notebook. I was writing things down. Yeah. And after those 3 days, I went to sleep. I actually had about 3 hours of sleep, and I got up because I was like, okay, it's time for kids to go to school. I have to get ready for work. And I was like, I had a notebook. So I started looking for the notebook, and I looked at everything that I wrote down, and it was pretty much everything there. The name of the podcast, the concept, the overview, just everything was there. And I was like, there is no way that I can do this. There is no way that I can do this. And I just started praying. I was like, God, if this is something that you want me to do, I do believe you're going to send me the resources. And then the resources started coming. They started coming. And so I'm like, hey, God, I guess I got a podcast. And since the biggest thing for me was never really believing what other people said about me, or not really grasping what it was that everyone else saw in me that I didn't. So Who God Says was the perfect name because it flowed with everything else in my life.
Who God Says. So explain that a little bit.
So most of my life, I kind of struggled with identity. I didn't want to be the person that everybody else wanted me to be. I didn't want to be the person that I felt like I was thrown into being. So on my spiritual journey, I've learned that that person was exactly who God wanted me to be. And so I fought it for so long. And now it's like I have to walk in who God says that I am.
Interesting. Interesting. Thank you for that. Appreciate that. So what people saw in you. So were people telling you that you had this ability or?
They would always say that I was a natural born leader. They would always say that, you know, I have great influence. They will always say that, you know, I'm a great nurturer. I'm a great, just this overwhelming great person. I'm like, no, I'm not.
Well,
it's not me. I just didn't want to fit into the box of, I didn't want somebody else to tell me what I was supposed to do. I thought I was going to be able to figure that all out on my own. And well, whoever that person is that I became is who I decided to become. So I just didn't want everyone to tell me, no, you're supposed to be a leader. You're supposed to be an influence. You know, you have great influence. People follow you. They're comfortable with you and things like that. And I'm like, no.
So you became who you essentially, did you want to be this person in the end? Like after you became this person, I guess, where you're like, yeah, that's me.
I started to understand why those things came naturally to me. When I was a kid, I was raised by a single father. And so I pretty much had to be mom in the house. And so I started to understand why some of those things came natural to me. It came natural to me to be a leader and a nurturer because that was the environment that I was in. It came natural to me to be an influence on other people because, hey, I'm the oldest in the house and I have siblings that are looking up to me. So those things started when I was little. And then as I grew, they grew, but again, I tried to fight it. Even at work, like I would work a job like I own the business. And a lot of my managers and people that I work for, they were just like, you are amazing. If I can have like five more of you, I wouldn't have to come to work. I wouldn't have to show up. And I just thought it was like, hey, I'm doing a good job. But, you know, a lot of people will point out to me, no one comes to the job and work the job like you're the owner of the business. That is not normal.
It's passion. It's that passion and dedication for sure. So I see that. And that's awesome. So influence, how do you see yourself influencing people?
I think that I'm a great listener. So I don't think I try to sway anyone in any direction. I just think that I get them to see a different perspective and that kind of helps them make decisions. I don't want to be a person that's coercing anyone or trying to persuade them. It's just giving you a different perspective on things and that'll probably help you make a better decision. So influence to me is not making anyone do anything or persuading them. It's just giving you a different point of view and that can help you. I want to be of help.
Gotcha. Helping people. Yeah, no, I'm all for that. Absolutely. Yeah, I definitely can get behind helping people. So you mentioned that you wrote it all down in a notebook. I did the same. Like I was writing and writing and writing and all of a sudden I just started writing for the podcast and I had like three or four pages of just ideas. I even drew out the logo, which my wife eventually made for me. But yeah, no, I love that. That was fun. It's a brainstorming idea. You're just all these ideas are firing in your head and it just, you don't even know where they're coming from. It's just like Stephen King's idea. It comes from a cloud in your head, but where do you think it came from? All those thoughts about the podcast and whatnot, where do they come from for you?
For me, I'm a spiritual person. You know, I believe in Christ. So I would say that those ideas and those things were pushed through by Holy Spirit because it wouldn't have never been something that I would have been interested in. Podcast has been around for years and I have never listened to or even been interested in any, you know, they're like, oh, such and such person has a podcast. I'm like, okay, so it was never anything that I, you know, even though I knew it was so much that you can learn and I love to learn, I was just like, no, So I felt like this is where God was pushing me to
God was
be.
pushing you.
This is the space he was pushing me into entering. Yeah.
Gotcha. So what did that feel like, God pushing you? How do you describe that?
Oh, okay. So I believe in God as a father.
Yeah.
And when I think of him in the aspect of him being a father and I'm his child, I know that he knows me in and out. And I am the type of child that you can tell me, hey, I need you to do this. I think this is a great idea. This is beneficial for you. And I'm going to be that child that says, but why?
Right. Yeah. Good
but
question.
Why?
Right. But why is this beneficial? Absolutely. Yeah. Good questions. I like where you're going.
And so, I just believe that God is the father. He knows I'm that child. It's like, but why? But why? And he says, this helps you. This is beneficial for you because I have your back, basically. I know my plans for your life. I have your back. And it's about trust. So do you trust me to safeguard you? Do you trust me to introduce you to this space? Will it hurt you? Will it harm you? Do you think those things? So it's more that push feels like, hey, I want you to do this. And it's more of me, why? Why? Because I'm so nervous. I'm scared out of my mind.
Yeah.
And he's like reassuring, but it's more, it's like when your parents are trying to get you to, hey, if you're good at math, let's take honors math, because this could lead to a math leak. This can lead to scholarships. This can lead to this and that. And it's like, hey, I know you're scared, but trust me, this is good for you. And it's like that. It's like, hey, can you try this? Can you try this? And it's like, yeah.
Yeah. No, it's not easy. No, 100%. I remember taking classes in college where you had to stand up and talk. I hated it. I didn't want to be seen. I didn't want to be heard. Now look at me, 6 years later, here I am. I'm comfortable. I'm comfortable in this skin now. I wasn't like you were, you know, like you are probably now. It's a skin you have to grow into. I've learned so much along the way, and you're going to learn so much. I'm so excited for you and your journey in this podcasting.
Yeah,
but yeah, you learned so much about yourself, about podcasting, about people. No, I love it. I love it. I wouldn't change it for the world. I'm so glad I dived into it head first. Yeah. I remember one conversation I had. It was like the first season or whatever. Yeah. I'm so nervous before I begin this. I was talking to the pastor. I was like, and he's like, it's okay, man. I'm the host, you know, who does that? But you get past it. You get past it. You move on. And I did it myself. I didn't have the spiritual part of it. Now trust him. We'll get into the why you trust him. But why? I love that.
Mm-hmm.
I love that so much. But can you define the spiritual part for me? That I've always kind of struggled. A little background. I was a Christian. I grew up in the church, parents, you know, pastors and whatnot. But I left, I read the Bible and it just wasn't for me. It just wasn't for me. There's a lot of things in there. Too many, but whys that I couldn't answer. Too many really bad, but whys. But for you, the God pushing in the spiritualness. So where does the, how does that work for you? The spiritual world or spiritual in general?
That's a lot, I guess, to say.
Sorry, yes. I've had some coffee.
So I would say that I've been spiritual pretty much all my life.
But what does that mean, though, to be spiritual? Can you describe that to me?
I guess I would say I had a lot of spiritual experiences. I've had experiences that people in the logical world say, if we can't put one and one together to make two, how is this possible, right?
Oh, yeah. We all have crazy things happen in our lives. Yeah, but I don't attribute it to the spiritual or anything. But I don't understand what the spiritual is. That's what I want to understand. So what is the spiritual? Is it another realm? Is it an invisible things around us? I don't know how that works. How does spiritual work for you?
Okay. So spiritual works for me in basically saying, God is the Father, Jesus the Son, and a part of that Holy Trinity is the Holy Spirit. I believe that those are our guiding factors in life, in my life. And through that, I experience a lot of different things, and I feel like I'm connected to them in a way that helps me go through life, basically. So how do I put sum up the spirituality in a whole? I would just say that it's just like being connected to a father that's always there, and just, oh my God, how do I put this in words? It's hard to put in words. It's really hard to put in words because
is it more of a feeling? I
feel, yes.
There it
it's
is.
Just
there it
you
is.
Feel it. You feel that stuff. Presence. You feel that, it's like a knowing. You feel that knowing, you feel that presence. And
is it a knowing or a faith? I mean, you can't really have both.
Why do you believe you can't have both?
Well, I mean, faith is believing in things you don't know. So
right.
You can't know and have faith, right? I mean, that just doesn't add up.
But faith is always a changing thing. So faith is always an in and out. It doesn't necessarily mean that faith is a steady thing. Yes, faith is belief in things that are not seen. I would say there's a knowing for me. There's a knowing that this entity, this presence is with me. And my faith comes in because physically he's not seen to me. But I do believe spiritually I've seen him.
That's a lot.
And
that's a lot.
It's a lot. It really is. It's a lot, but it's not a simple thing to just say, hey, my spirituality is flat out black and white. Not for me. Yeah.
Gotcha. So I guess it all boils down to why? Why do you believe? Is it these circumstances you had in your life that, and these feelings come across? Or have you actually encountered Jesus like Paul did on the road to Damascus there? Like, what's your reasons?
So my why is both. I do believe because of experiences that I've had in my life. And also, I do believe I have interacted with him.
So you've interacted with Jesus, his ghost, or God? Which one? There's three of them there.
Honestly, I believe all three. I have interacted with all three, yes.
At separate times or all at once?
At separate times.
Gotcha, gotcha. Now, very interested here now. Now you've piqued my interest. So all three.
Yes.
How do you know it was all three? Did they introduce themselves as separate people? And did you ask them any really important questions at the time?
So all three were in dreams. And my belief is that God communicates to me through dreams.
Interesting.
All three were in dreams. It was separate times. The first time I believe I encountered God, and it was, I didn't say any, well, I say it a lot.
Yeah.
Probably things I can't say on this show.
Yeah. Nothing personal. It's okay.
when I encountered God, I encountered him as a man. It was just his, everything that came from him. He was calming. He was fatherly. He was loving. It was just this I'm trying to describe things in words.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I mean, I've had dreams with characters as well. I've had Spider-Man dreams. I've had other kinds of dreams. And then when I was trying to quit smoking, I wore the patch and then I went to sleep. Goodness, the dreams you have are so vivid and ridiculous. I don't recommend it, but try it. It's a lot of fun. It's crazy sauce, but I had dreams that were very vivid and very real. But I don't attribute these dreams to reality. That's I think that's where my problem is, my disconnect is there. How do you
Okay.
attribute these dreams to actual reality, like actually Spider-Man was talking to me, or actually Jesus, the Holy Spirit, and God are talking to you? How do you know that's real?
You'll only know it's real if you have a relationship with them. It wouldn't be something that,
Hmm.
if you're in relationship with them, you'll know that it's real.
That's interesting. Now,
Yeah.
my wife, I have a relationship with, and she shows up in my dreams sometimes, but she's right there when I wake up because I have that relationship with her. Now, the relationship with Jesus, God, and the Holy Ghost are different. They're not really there. They're to you, they're there, but they're invisible, right? I mean, you can't really see them, taste them, touch them, ask them questions in real life. Like I can roll over and ask my wife, "Hey, did you set that alarm?" I could ask, but we can't really do that kind of thing with Jesus. So that's where the relationship aspect always has confused me. I can send a text message to my wife. I can send a FaceTime to my mom. Those are real relationships. With my dad, even my dad can come down, pick me up for lunch. I mean, it'll take him a while. He lives in California, but he can come down, pick me up for lunch, and we can go out to lunch. Like, we can discuss things, or I can even FaceTime him while I'm on lunch and he's on lunch, and we can do it. That's a relationship to me. So when I'm told that Jesus has a relationship with people, but they don't see him, they can't ask him questions in real time, I doubt that's a real relationship. And to
Because
you,
of the real-time aspect of it.
the reality of it, honestly, I mean, like I can go talk to my dad. You can't go talk to your spiritual dad. You have to wait till you're sleeping in dreams, which is,
No,
yeah. Explain.
I
Sorry, I'm a bit
believe
rambling
that
here.
I believe that he communicates sometimes in dreams. It's
Gotcha.
not all the time.
Gotcha. Gotcha.
So, the really big things, I believe that if he wants to show me something, he's going to show me in a dream. The dream is totally different. It's not like I went to sleep and I dreamed about lollipops dancing and Spider-Man climbed across the
Hey.
ceiling and we fell through this black hole and then I
Oh.
woke up and saw Batman. So
Oh, I love it. This is
it's
great.
not like that. When he wants to show me something and I believe it's going to be significant to my life, he usually shows me in dreams. And that's one aspect of the relationship that we have. The other aspect is I talk to him, he talks to me. We have prayer.
Prayer.
And there are other times when I feel like he speaks to me when it's not in a secluded space or something that's determined, like, hey, it's prayer time, we should pray, and okay, now you're supposed to be hearing from God. I can hear from God, and I can be driving in my car. And I believe it's because I have that relationship built with him. No, it's not in real time, but it's
Gotcha.
in his time.
In
It's
his time.
not, I sent a text message. Well, hey, my prayer was a quick text message. That's how I look at it.
Gotcha.
That prayer I said in the car was a quick text message. Hey, OG, you got me up there? Yeah.
And he was too
So,
busy to reply right away. He had to wait until later, and then he replied.
well,
I
he's
mean,
a
I do that
busy
sometimes
guy.
with my family. I feel terrible, but I mean,
Yeah.
but he's God. He should be able to reply right away. Like we should be able to right now. You
Yeah,
should be
I
able
mean,
to
but we
talk to
could
him,
say
and I can
what
ask
he should
questions.
be able to do all day long in
Yeah.
our aspect of what our mind can conceive, but
As a relationship.
then
Yeah.
that means we will be stepping into his role. He's God, we're not.
Well,
So
we're just feeble human beings, and he set our brains this way. So why would he set our brains to think this way? If I'm upset because I can't have a conversation with him like I do with my dad, I mean, he made it this way. Why would he make it this way where it's so difficult to get a hold of him? He should be available 24/7. Like, honestly, I right now we should be able to talk to him and say, "Hey, dude, why did you drown all those kids in the flood? What was the point of that? I mean, why the puppies, the kittens? Like, why?" We should be able to have that conversation. Why the bloodshed for forgiveness? Like, what's the point in that? I don't see the good in that. I mean, sacrificing yourself and whatnot. Doesn't make any sense. He made the rules. Anyway, so these are the things I could ask him in real time.
Right.
But
you can still ask.
I've asked for years, and I've gotten silence. It's radio silence over here. Why is it radio silence on my end? But you're getting dreams, and he's talking to you. Like, he's...
Were you open to receiving the answer?
1,000%.
Was it just...
1,000%. Yeah.
Well, I do know that he works in his time. We can't force
yeah.
him
Well, he wasted
do...
his time. He wasted his time, and now I'm an atheist. He should have been here. He should have been here. Well, now I'm destined for hell, but that's okay. I don't believe in it anyways. So prayer, let's go on prayer for a little bit. What do you think prayer, what is prayer to you?
Communication.
So,
yeah.
So do you ask for things in prayer?
Yeah, I have.
Why? Why do you ask for things in prayer? But why?
Yeah, I ask for things in prayer because if you ask, not how you're going to get it, you know?
Well, I mean,
Close
he already
mouth
knows
don't
your
get
needs.
Fed.
Yeah,
that's, again, goes back to your father, you know? Yeah, I know of your need, but I still want you to need me. I want you to show that there's that need there.
That's not a healthy relationship, though.
I think it is.
Mean, Mike, I love my kids. They're crazy, but I love them. And if they decided to part ways, I don't need them to love me. I'm not going to get like all really upset that they don't love me. Yeah, it sucks, but I'm not going to lash out irrationally. I'm not going to threaten them with hellfire or death, torment, or send wild animals after them like he does in the Old Testament. I'm not. It's going to suck. It's going to hurt real bad. But again, I'm not going to lash out irrationally. And that, I think that's a little bit of a difference there. Hellfire. What do you think of hellfire? Is that a thing? What do you think hell is?
What do I think hell is?
Yeah.
I never really pictured it or I just think it's a place.
Gotcha. What about heaven? What's heaven?
Heaven is the kingdom of God.
Kingdom, like, are you excited to go there?
I'm excited to. Well, there'll be a new heaven and new earth, so I'm excited to be in the kingdom of God. Yeah,
why are we excited to go to the kingdom of God?
Because I would like to be with my father.
Ah,
when it's all said and done, being having that connection, being in the space where, yes, I can physically see him now, if it's going to be physical. Yeah, that would be. And that would be like,
oh, wait,
any other
earthly
relationship.
Father or with... the spiritual father?
Both.
Okay.
Both.
Okay. Yeah. So again, I'm sorry. I didn't realize your father had passed. I am a privileged jerk who can text his father anytime he wants, and my mother. So I am definitely privileged in that aspect. So I apologize. I didn't know. That's a good hope. That's a good hope. Honestly. Nice. That's a tough one. As far as the Bible says, so we get to spend time with Jesus and God and all that. And we have mansions, apparently. No nighttime in heaven, no sorrow. Do you think that the people who are not being in sorrow in heaven know that there are people who are not in heaven with them?
So do I think that the people that are in heaven know that there's people not in heaven?
Let's, for instance, when my mom goes to heaven because she believes in heaven, let's just say she goes to heaven. And I'm not going to heaven because I really would rather not spend eternity with a documented child killer who thinks the best way to save humanity is kill himself. So I would rather not. And if he was a loving God, he would send me someplace where I'd be happy without him. But anyways, that's beside the point. Do you think my mom would know that I'm not there with her? Do you think that would cause her sorrow, or she would still just be happy?
The first beginning of that is, do I think she would know that you're not there? Like, have that consciousness?
Yeah.
I'm not sure. I can't say.
Yeah. Yeah, I can't see my mom being happy in heaven while I'm either roasting in hell or not there for eternity. I can't see her being happy with that, or the rest of my family who believes. So,
so what do you think would be the what's your idea of heaven?
Oh, my idea of heaven?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, a log cabin, endless beer, pizza, oh, board games, my family, my dogs. That's heaven.
Meaning, wait, what
that's
do you
heaven.
What is your idea of the heaven where your mom would be going?
Oh, my
to?
Well, I mean, she believes in one thing, but what's in the Bible is a different thing from what I found most Christians believe heaven to be.
Okay.
And then when you really think about it, like the question I just raised, it doesn't sound like the happiest place regardless, because there are going to be loved ones that aren't there with loved ones for eternity. Mm-hmm. And those loved ones are going to miss those loved ones. So I don't, I mean, there's lots of problems with it. I see lots of holes and lots of issues. And first off, I don't like the color gold. That's not my favorite color. And apparently it's all gold. I'm just saying. If it's supposed to be
well,
heaven,
I like gold and
you know, I'm going to
green.
be seeing all the jewels and gold, and it's not me. You know, everybody's got their thing, but it's just not me. It's God's thing. He really likes that flashy stuff. He's got a really flashy place for everybody.
Yes.
So that's where I stand. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Thank
so,
you for that.
So you said heaven the way it is in the Bible, and Christians don't agree with it, or they don't have that same visual of what heaven
well,
is.
I mean, there's a lot of different things that are in there that most Christians don't realize. I mean, there's a lot of Christians that do realize it. I'm not sure if you realize it. I'm gonna switch to my heaven section over here real quick.
Okay.
God's throne is interesting. God created purpose, created a special place. I'm almost there. Giant walls, that's an interesting one. I like this concept. So thieves can't break in, Matthew 6:20, but store up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where moths and vermin do not destroy, and where thieves do not break in and steal. I thought that was interesting, because they have a giant wall. So, of course, thieves aren't going to break in and steal things. And then who's going to break into heaven? Like, what a weird thing to say. I don't understand. Oh, there's the one. Here it is. 1 Peter 2:16. Live as free people, but do not use your freedom as a cover-up for evil. Live as God's slaves. I'm not going to be a slave to anybody. I don't care who you are. I don't care if you created me. I'm not going to be your slave. And then at one point it says we're going to have his name tattooed on our foreheads or burnt in or whatever. No, thank you. Yeah, no. I'm not that big of a fan of anything to tattoo it on my forehead. I don't care if it's Spider-Man, Batman. Not going to happen. Although Chuck Norris thinks I should have atheist or something tattooed on my forehead, but that's Chuck Norris.
Wow.
He gets a, I don't know if he gets a pass, but he's Chuck Norris. I don't know. He makes the grass grow, apparently. So.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, I mean, there's lots of issues with heaven. There's lots of class warfare. Here's the other one. Matthew 5:19. Anyone who breaks one of the least of these commandments, he's talking about the laws, and this is Jesus, and teaches others to do the same, will be called least in the kingdom of heaven. But whoever practices and teaches the commands will be called great in the kingdom of heaven. So you're telling me there's class warfare in heaven? You've got an upper and lower class in heaven? How is that perfect? That's not perfect. I don't see that as great. We have that here and it sucks.
Why would and I'm God laughing because I'm like, you're applying all the society norms to heaven, which
yes.
is, it's funny.
Yeah.
It's funny.
Where am I getting it wrong? Help me out here. Where am I getting it wrong?
So I think that, I mean, you said you've read the Bible. We all have our own understanding, because as you can see, one person can read the Bible and they can understand something one way and another person another way.
Yep.
And so my biggest thing is I can't apply my physical logic to what God says or what
Why
Jesus
not?
says.
Why not?
Because my physical logic won't make total sense. And I think that's the issue with a lot of people. We try to make it make total sense for us when we don't have the wisdom to create the world, but we want to control the world.
So the Job thing, the Job line, you know, where were you when I created the world, the mountains, and blah, 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 blah. Yeah.
I like talking to
Yeah.
you. Oh my gosh. I wish my pastor was here. He would
Oh,
have a
I do
fit.
too. That'd be
He
blast.
would probably be like sweating and just.
I love it. Well, we'll bring him on for round two. That'll be fun.
But I like talking to you. I just, for me, I can't apply like my physical logic to it because no, I wasn't there. I wasn't there for the creation of the world. I didn't have the mind to say, let me create this, let me create the seas and the oceans and the world and the trees and all of that, and have, you know, the intricate details of how breathing works and things like that. So I can't have, on one hand, say this should be like this, and on the other hand, not have a clue why we breathe like this, you know.
Well, I
Why
mean,
can't we
we
breathe
can.
underwater
I don't have
like
gills.
fish? Right. Well, why can't we have gills? Like, we should
Well,
be
we
able to
can.
have gills too, so we can go in the water too and walk on land. And I mean, for me, I would
Oh,
have
man,
us
yeah.
looking a mess. We would be all over the place if I was God. Like, I would have a mermaid tail. I
You
love that, walking on land and you're dry and you have
go.
feet and then you go in the, oh, see, I would have all kinds be
Yeah.
able to fly, just everything.
All right, that's it. You can be God for a day. I will allow it. I'll allow it. That
See,
sounds fun.
see, and it would rain Skittles,
Oh
and
no, even better.
yes, it's
Oh, I
rain
love it.
Skittles. See, I know, and then how all the trees probably would die because it's not getting water because
Well,
I wanted to
just for
rain
a day
Skittles.
though. You could be
It's
God for a
just too
day.
much.
That's it, just for a day. Yeah, I'll allow it. Like I said, I'll allow it. That sounds fun. Raining Skittles. Oh man. So we can't, thank you. We can't apply physical logic to it. You're right. I can't apply physical logic to one person being three things. I can't apply physical logic to a loving being drowning children. I can't apply the physical logic to this heaven idea that's in the Bible. So why do we circumnavigate our physical logic? Why are we doing that?
I will just say you have to believe in something. So what is it that you
Why?
believe in?
Why do I have to believe in
Because
something?
you're not here of your own authority or your own creation. You're not here because you decided to be
Well, no, my parents decided to do things, and that's why I'm here. I mean, that's why we're all here.
Yeah.
Little brown chicken, brown cow. That's why we are all here. Sorry. Sorry.
Okay. But even in that, for I believe the first being was formed by the hand of God. So
Gotcha.
how are we even here?
That's a
So
good question.
it would be something different if I did not believe in God, then I was probably saying, hey, it's just that my mom and my dad, boom, chicka wow. And we're here. But
Exactly.
again, I believe that the first man and first woman
And
was
first
formed
woman.
by the
So we have two people, right? Now we're going to do the math here. I hate math, but we're going to
the first
bounce
man
chicken
and
wow
first
two people, and they're going to create two more people. How do we get the whole earth?
how did you get the population of the earth?
Yeah. God needed what to happen?
Incest.
Oh, that's his ultimate goal or ultimate plan? I don't think that's a good idea. So why are we not all deformed and weird? Is it just like God powers keeping that from happening? Because that's not how incest works. We all like get all weird. Genetics and whatnot. He did it twice. He did it twice. Yeah.
Do you think that, how should I put this?
I don't know, but this went south real fast.
Do you think that, because I'm thinking about you saying that we're not all deformed and everything else,
Yeah.
but there are not, there were not a lot of things that's going on now going on back then. So we could say like chemicals, we can say all kind of different things. Like things that are medicines now that wasn't medicines. You get what I'm saying?
Not
Like, it
really. I
could
have
be
no idea. I'm
something.
sorry.
So
Did
I would
God like
say
put
if
powers into them to make that not happen? Or I'm confused, like the medicines, where this is
powers.
going in. I'm sorry.
Okay, so my thinking is, I've thought about how was it able to be done thousands of years ago, and
Right.
now it, like you said, there will be a deformity or something.
Same with then. I mean, we've no reason to believe that it wouldn't happen then.
But would it be, we have a lot of different technologies. We have medicines and, like I was saying, medicines and different concoctions that people made, like the coronavirus and the vaccines for that. So, why would it not be something that was, that could have been given, that could have been
Yeah, like the
like a
powers of God.
vaccine?
Yeah,
Like
not the powers of God,
the
a vaccine. So there's a vaccine, ancient vaccine. Okay, that's where we're
No.
going.
Oh my
Ancient
God.
vaccine?
He's,
Sorry, I'm
oh
totally
my
lost. I'm totally lost. That's all my fault.
goodness.
It's all my fault.
I'm just saying, like, how the genetic mutation and different things like that, the science
Yeah.
part of it, I'm saying
Gotcha.
that part of it. Like, not saying, because we have, just think about evolution and all of that. So, because autism has not been heard of
Well, we
back in that
named it.
time,
I mean,
we named it, right?
yeah, we've recognized it and we've categorized it and now we've named it. Now we're cool because we can name things, you know, humans,
Right.
you
So
know.
you think that it's all have already been done. We've all had the deformities from the incest, but now we named it. So
I don't
it's
think we were born that way though. I don't think there
okay.
was a bunch of that going on. I don't think that the world was
Okay.
drowned by a wrathful deity. I don't think that God created two people and then they
Okay.
Did their thing. It's
To
interesting. So
populate the earth. Yeah.
yeah, exactly. The
Okay.
the Genesis account, that's 100% for you. That's a true story.
I believe the whole Bible is true.
The whole Bible. Gotcha. Dude, and you've read the whole Bible.
I read it.
Did you find any issues in there? Anything you had a problem with?
I'm always, yes, we're people. We're human. We have problems because we have our own feelings. We have our
Yes.
own values and things that we feel like, well, no, this shouldn't have happened.
Yes.
That shouldn't
Oh
have
my
happened.
God. Yes.
We
Stop
are
slaughtering
people.
children, God.
Like,
Stop
we're
doing that. Yeah.
people that we have, those are legitimate questions. I don't think that anyone is wrong by asking questions, because if you have questions, I mean, there's nothing wrong with you because you have questions. I would
But
want to
why?
know
Yeah,
why
it's natural.
everybody was
Yeah.
why the flood happened and everyone drowned, but the Bible do says because they were wicked. So if that was what was said, you were wicked in the eyes of God, you did evil. So that was the consequence of it.
Nursing
He didn't
babies.
feel
Puppy dogs. Kittens.
and puppy
I'm
dogs.
just saying. This is what he did. He drowned every last one of them. Could you imagine? Could you imagine? Okay, just picture 10 dogs drowning. How horrible is that?
Well,
Now picture
I've
every
been
dog on the
through Hurricane
planet.
Katrina, so I've seen some dogs
Oh,
drown.
God, I'm so sorry. Ooh, oof, yeesh. Yeah, no, it's gut wrenching. It's just gut wrenching thinking of all the babies sitting there. They can't even swim. They can't even nurse. Then you're just done. God's like, yeah, you're evil. Die. I can't get behind that. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I just can't get behind that.
I understand.
So you've read the Bible. You didn't have any, you had, your normal issues with it. Did you find any contradictions in there? Anything you found contradicting?
Well, I will say yes. And I would say yes because the Bible itself has been interpreted. And
Gotcha.
it's interpreted with different languages, it's interpreted by different people. I think that during the interpretation, not everything is the way it originally was. That's my thing.
Gotcha.
But
So that's where the
yeah,
contradictions come in, is with the different
for me,
interpretations and whatnot. Gotcha.
I would say that because it's been interpreted so many times in so many different ways, that they're interpreted the way that
So
they
man
would.
has screwed it up.
I think so, yeah.
Gotcha. So God allowed man to screw it up?
Well, God is a God of choice, so he's, if
Oof.
that's,
Those children didn't have choices. It was wrathful rainwater or Wrathful Rainwater. I mean, they didn't have a
Well,
choice.
that's because those children was being led astray by their parents who did have a choice.
God can't change their hearts and minds. He has
I
to
mean,
drown them.
he can do
He
all
can, but
things.
he chose
And
not to. He chose
that is
violence.
his choice. He has a
Yeah.
choice, just like he allows us to have a choice.
Is that a choice you would have made, though?
I'm not God.
I know you're not God. I know. I know. Because we're
I
talking.
can't put myself in that place. I can't put myself in his space.
Right.
I'm not
We
God.
wouldn't do that. I wouldn't do that. Like, I can't even imagine being in that spot to where everybody's just so evil you have to drown them. I can't even imagine. He said he regret making them. What a statement. As you're drowning people. Man, I
That
can't, that's,
sounds so
I just can't
crazy.
worship a being like that. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
So that my final question, it would be, how do you get past the evil deeds God has done?
The evil deeds.
Well, we can both agree it's evil to drown puppies, kittens, and babies. That's evil. That's evil. Right?
Okay. How do
Yes.
I
So
get past
how do you
the
get past the
evil
evil
deeds?
deeds he has done? I mean, he killed Bathsheba's kid. He's sent wild animals to rip apart kids because the parents worship the wrong deity.
So you feel like those things are evil.
Yes, I feel killing children is an evil deed.
The action is
Evil
evil.
action. Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
What would be a justified action for that for you?
What do you mean? Justified
If
reason
okay,
for
so
that action?
no, just the justified action. What action would you have taken if you were in that predicament and
If I was God?
yeah.
Oh my goodness, I would have changed
Yeah,
hearts
because
and
see, you
minds.
wanted me
God
to
does
stop
that.
in.
No, yeah, he does that every day in jails, right? I mean, he changes hearts and minds in churches, he changes hearts and minds while people driving in their cars. So, yeah, I would have used that power to not drown everybody or to kill the kids in their sleep during the Passover. What a horrible thing to do. No, I would not have done these things. I would not have slaughtered the innocent to forgive the guilty. I don't think that's a good system. I don't think that's a good idea. God does. I mean, that's his whole thing, is slaughtering the
So
innocent
he's
to forgive the
God and
guilty.
he's God the creator. So if the creation is going against the creator, what would be a justified action for the creation that's going against the creator?
Well, I have a mind that apparently he gave me. I have morality that apparently is written on my heart from him. So I can use those things to tell him that his actions I am seeing as evil. And when he
And you
refuses to answer
absolutely
me,
can.
when he refuses to give me an answer, and I've yet to find a justifiable reason for such horrific actions, then I'm going to stay where I'm at, non-believing and thinking that this character is a monster, just like Darth Vader. Did you know Darth Vader killed a bunch of kids too? People don't remember that. They have him on
Need to watch
t-shirts. There's
that.
kids wearing helmets with Darth Vader. He's a child killer. But it's okay. It's okay.
I don't even watch that. But they're turning all it around to make you have feelings for the villains. But
Right. What's the
I would say again, God is the creator, and for the creation to go against the creator or whatever he feels is justified is justified. I can't judge his
Might does not
actions.
make right, though. We've seen that in history. All these people that think they're better than everybody else trying to make the
Yeah,
might is
because they're
right.
people. They're not God the creator.
So God's allowed to kill a crap load of people, but people aren't allowed to kill a crap load of people? I don't know. That just doesn't add up for me. It just doesn't make
God is
sense.
allowed to do whatever action he feels is justified
Right. And
because
I'm
he's
allowed to
God.
question it, right? But why,
Yes, you
God? But
are.
why?
You can. And yes, you
Right.
can. And
So
that's all acceptable.
he's going to ignore me, though. Like, why would he ignore me? If you were
I
asking your
don't think
father,
he's
but
ignored
why?
you. I think you just didn't get the answer that you want.
What would be the answer?
I
Do you
don't
know the
know.
answer? See, exactly. I can't think of a
No,
good answer.
but
So he hasn't come to me with one.
I don't think you've gotten the answer you wanted. So you push it off as I've never gotten an answer, but I think
Interesting.
you've gotten an answer. You just haven't gotten the one you wanted.
Interesting. Well, this has been a blast. Thank you so much for your time. I want you to leave with a phrase or a saying, anything you want to close out with, and then where can we find you at?
I am Ty Chandra. the host of Who God Says podcast, and I consider myself a kingdom ambassador. We are on Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, Who God Says podcast, and whogodsays.com.
Awesome. Thank you so much for your time today. We'll stay in touch. Stay safe out there.
Thank you.
That's all the show there is for you today. Thanks for listening. As always, you can find all things BSW related on the show's website at thebiblesayswhat.com. If you like what you heard and want to help keep the recording light on, simply go to thebiblesayswhat.com and sign up to be a supporter of the show. Your episodic tithes of a dollar or more will get you early access to each new episode on Wednesdays instead of Sundays. And no matter which platform you use to listen to your podcasts, don't forget to hit that subscribe button so you won't miss out on the next episode. Until then, would you kindly share and review the show? And now, Vincent.
Your words have power, people.
Oh, good message.